It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hey, hello everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs. Week 2 in the books, all wrapped up, and it is time to look ahead to Week 3. I'm Bill Enright, and with me is Todd DeVries. What's going on, Todd?
Not much, my friend. The weeks just keep flying by, Bill. There's no rest in the world of football. I'm still digesting what happened last night in Cincinnati, and I look at my calendar, and there's a game in, like, what, 36 hours, 48 hours from now?
Big game, and Andy Reid returns to Philly.
Yeah, it just never ends. It never sleeps. It's a ongoing train right to the Super Bowl, baby.
Well, we have a lot going on today, obviously. Fantasy football injury recap. A lot of injuries to a lot of well-known, prominent fantasy football contributors. That's going to open the door for some people on the waiver wire. So we're going to have a full waiver wire free agency report today. We'll also go into the champs and chumps from week twos. And most of all, we'll be taking your telephone calls and your emails. 855-728-7500 is our phone number. That's 855-PATS-500. Or you can send us an email, webradio@patriots.com.
That's right, Bill. And yeah, let's be honest. The theme of this show is going to be injuries, man.
It always is this time of year. It's only only two games in the books. But from now until about, I don't know, week 10, it's just all injuries. All injuries all the time.
It is.
For whatever reason, Todd, that's the window.
I agree, but let's be honest. I mean, this was a particularly damaging week for injuries in the world of fantasy football, and we'll get into all this throughout the show. But I'm looking at some of my rosters, Bill, some of my fantasy rosters, and I had built some pretty serious depth at the running back position. I'm not so deep anymore.
Well, that's why you do it to begin with, so that when these injuries do come into play, when these bye weeks do come into play, you're a little bit better prepared than some of your opponents.
Yeah, that's it definitely comes into play, and suddenly guys like Giovanni Bernard, guys like Lamar Miller are suddenly prominent names. You know, they kind of go from like borderline flex plays to like they're in your lineup.
Yeah.
Because there's so many injuries at the running back position, at least for the near future, the next week or two, that those guys that you might have drafted as your RB3, RB4, or even an RB5, right? Suddenly, you're relying
on starters.
Yeah. So that's the way of the world in fantasy football.
That's just the way it is. It is what it is. Let's give a quick shout-out to our producer, Kevin Collins, who's keeping us on the air, doing a fantastic job.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Kev? How's it going?
I actually have a ton of RB depth.
Did you lose any running backs to injuries?
No, I have a pretty crappy running back in Steven Ridley, but other than that, I haven't
lost
anybody.
You'll be fine. Ridley will bounce back.
I've got him. I've got Doug Martin. I've got Sproles. I've got DeMarco Murray and Nerson Moreno all on the same team.
You're set.
So I have like five running backs that I could play. So
there you go.
I'm rolling in it.
All right, what do you say we kick over to just a quick recap from week 2? Let's do the champs and chumps.
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
That's right, something that we like to do every Tuesday on the Fantasy Football Champs. You have to celebrate the champs and call out the chumps, right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. There's some serious chumps that we have to call out this week. Some serious chumps that lost many a fantasy football battle for our audience.
What do you enjoy more? Do you love having a fantasy football champ on your team, or do you hate having a fantasy football chump on your team? Which one has more emotion?
More emotion?
Yeah.
The chump.
The chump is more.
Oh, yeah. I'm full of hate, Bill. You know, whenever I can pull that hate card out, I mean, I'm doing it.
You're doing it. All right.
Yeah, you know, I had Peyton Manning on my roster week one, a couple rosters. He got me a million points. That was cool.
Expect that from Peyton, though.
Yeah. But we'll get to some of these chumps here. You know, when a running back runs for 27 yards
No bueno.
I'm slamming the refrigerator door. My kids are like, what's wrong, Daddy? And I'm like, God, don't you understand? Ray Rice, he's screwing me. Who's Ray Rice, Daddy? You know, that's kind of how it goes in my house.
Oh, good stuff. Brutal. Good stuff. All right, so quarterback champs this week, Aaron Rodgers, 480 yards. That was a career high. He also had four touchdowns against the Washington Redskins. Mike Vick continues to stay hot, 428 yards, two passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown. And then Phillip Rivers, 419 yards, three touchdowns for the Chargers quarterback. And how about Sammy Bradford stepping up his game against the Falcons, 352 yards and three TDs for Bradford.
How about it? You know, Sam Bradford, we were quietly, kind of cautiously optimistic with the Rams offense this year. And let's be honest, in this game, it was a lot of garbage time production for Sam Bradford and company. They were way behind, and therefore he had to throw it a lot. But still, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of the Rams. Whenever they don't play the Niners or Seahawks, which is, what, four times a year?
Yep.
You know, the other 12 games of the year, you have some sneaky production there. So Bradford's a decent, you know, kind of a low-end backup quarterback to have on your roster.
All right, how about the quarterback chumps, Todd? Colin Kaepernick was in no man's land up there in Seattle, 127 yards and three interceptions.
And he lost an eyebrow in the process.
Yes, he did, that Madden bet with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
The loser of the game had to shave off their eyebrow. Very cool.
He looked like he was just under constant pressure. And he was just throwing the ball all over the place, you know? And
yeah.
I guess you can give him a pass because it was up in Seattle, which is bar none the hardest place to play football in this country.
Definitely, yep.
And he had another – what is going on with the stoppages in these games?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Every game is just like this. So, weird game, but, yeah, he didn't have a good one. He'll bounce back.
A couple more quarterback chumps. Geno Smith seems like a decade ago, that game against the Patriots Thursday night. A lot of rain in that one. 214 yards, three interceptions for Geno Smith. And then Eli Manning. Yeah, he had a lot of yards, 362 through the air. He also had a touchdown. But the four interceptions just kills his production.
Yeah, if you're in a league that gives negative points for interceptions, like -2 points, which most leagues are,
right?
That's -8 points. Right there with those four interceptions. That's like 200 yards of passing yards gone.
And knocks out a touchdown.
Yeah, knocks down. Yeah, exactly. More than a touchdown.
So, more than a touchdown, yeah.
Two touchdowns if you're in a 4 point per touchdown pass league. So,
right.
Yeah, brutal. He's racking up the yards. I still think, Bill, that he'll be okay. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to. I mean, he's on a pace to throw for what, 50 interceptions right now?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, he has seven interceptions through two games, so he'll be all right.
You know, the thing about Eli was no one drafted him to be a number one quarterback in a 10-team league. Probably a starting quarterback in a 12-team, definitely in a 14-league format. But for the most part, I think he's a backup for a lot of people, just like Geno Smith.
That's true, but I do know a lot of people that were considering putting him in the Manning Bowl because it was the Manning Bowl.
It's supposed to be a shootout.
Yeah, and it was kind of a shootout.
Right.
You know, and Eli, at the end of the game, and he was just throwing up whatever. He was throwing up passes. He was not on the same page as the receivers. He's throwing the ball to a spot where they're supposed to be, and the only guy there was the safety for the Broncos. So a couple of those interceptions were just kind of, you know, wasted throws, just awful stuff. But in fantasy, all we see is the -2.
Yep. All right, let's transition over to running backs, Todd.
Yeah, how about the running back champs, Bill? You had Marshawn Lynch. Woo, did he look
beast
good or
mode.
What? Three touchdowns, one catching, two rushing. He had 37 receiving yards and 98 rushing yards. If you have any complaint about beast mode, Bill, it's that he didn't get to 100 yards rushing because in a lot of leagues there's a little bonus if you hit 100. So I did have one owner in one of the leagues I'm in complaining about Marshawn because he didn't get to 100 yards. And I'm like, dude, seriously, you got like 30 points out of him. You know,
yeah. What's the extra 3 points going to do?
Yeah, exactly. So Marshawn Lynch is a champ. James Starks is a champ?
James Starks?
What? Packers running back steps in for the injured Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy injured on like the first drive of the game.
Yep.
James Starks in a juicy matchup against the Redskins, who can stop nobody, rushes for 132 yards, a touchdown, catches four balls for 36 more yards, Bill. That is – monster production. I don't think anybody had him in their lineups unless maybe you played, you know, in one of those daily fantasy games or something like that, because, you know, who had James Starks
Nobody.
As starting running back?
No one had him.
The other champ from the running back position, how about your favorite player, Bill? No Sean Moreno.
Ah, no show.
No show Moreno showed up. 93 yards, did. Two touchdowns. The guy we love to hate, Bill. He was the third man on the totem pole in the preseason for the Broncos, and right now he's clearly their number one running back option on the best offense in football.
It's just crazy that he wasn't even participating in the preseason. He was banged up. They drafted Monte Ball in the second round. They had Ronnie Hillman last year, high draft pick, and no Sean Moreno, a perennial bust in fantasy football, is now on, like you said it, the best offense in football. And not only that, he has the job all to himself because Monte Ball fumbled on the goal line and Ronnie Hillman can't pass block.
It's amazing. You know, when they got rid of Willis McGahee at the end of last year, it kind of paved the way for nobody because you're like, Moreno, whatever. You're like, Hillman, maybe, but Hillman's more like a third down back. And then when they drafted Monte Ball, you're like, oh, okay, that was the plan.
Right.
You know, get a fresh rookie in there. And that's not how it's played out at all. So, you know, no Sean Moreno was picked up in a lot of leagues last week. And our advice, and we're going to hear a lot of Moreno questions today, Bill, in emails and on the phone lines. Ride him while he's hot because you know as well as I know, he will be cold sooner than later. He'll be hurt. Something will happen. It always does with Moreno. But for now, plug him in your lineups.
Todd, just going back to one of the running back champs we have here, James Starks. But how pissed off are Eddie Lacy owners? Because that should have been his production.
Oh, that was going to be his coming out party.
Yeah.
You know, he was going to just have the huge day. It was all lining up. He looked pretty good against the Niners. I mean, you know what I mean? For his first football game, first professional game, he produced, he scored a touchdown, he looked pretty tough against one of the league's best defenses, and you're like, oh man, he's just going to light up the Redskins. And Starks did light up the Redskins, but Lacy's out. He might miss this week. He might not play for a few weeks, actually, because they have a bye week coming up soon. So,
yeah.
Eddie Lacy, for those of us that, and I have him in one league, Bill, those of us that have him, you're going to have to wait a few weeks before you can plug him in your lineup.
All right, who are the running back champs for week two?
The chumps. Chumps. How about that David Wilson, Bill? The New York Giant GOAT from week one. Couldn't get on the field.
Not the greatest of all time.
No, not the GOAT.
No.
he could barely get on the field this week. They were playing Brandon Jacobs, who didn't do anything. They were playing Darrell Scott and David Wilson, 17 yards. A lot of people thought he would bounce back and they would, you know, give him another shot. They really didn't give him much of a shot, Bill.
No, they didn't. The main thing was, to me, they're still a little bit worried about the fumbles. They didn't want to give him the ball inside the 20-yard line. They gave it to Brandon Jacobs instead.
I know. Not good.
No.
A couple other chumps, and most of these are due to injury. How about Ray Rice, 36 yards and a fumble before leaving the game with an injury? MJD Bill, 27 yards before he left the game with an injury. And Frank Gore, 49ers, a lot of 49ers on this chump list today. Only 30 combined yards up there against the 12th man in Seattle.
Yeah, you can't expect a whole lot from Frank Gore in that game because you knew he was playing against the Seahawks. Ray Rice, we're going to give him a little bit of a pass because he did get injured in the game, so he could have recovered if he got into the end zone or if he played throughout all four quarters. But David Wilson, MJD, no excuses there.
Well, MJD got injured too.
No? Yeah, he did, but he...
No pass for MJD. You're angry.
No, I'm not giving a pass for MJD. Not happening. He's on my crap list.
Let's move over to the wide receivers, Bill. Who we got for the champs?
How about Eddie Royal, Todd? Eddie Royal with cheese from the San Diego Chargers. Three touchdowns, 90 yards. This guy is leading the NFL with five TDs on the year. I can't believe it. Eddie Royal.
Royal with cheese.
Royal with cheese.
It's safe to say this is probably the most shocking fantasy development thus far in the early season.
Maybe ever.
I mean, this is craziness. And would it surprise you, Bill, if it's like Halloween, you know, it's like 6 weeks from now, and Eddie Royal with cheese only has six total touchdowns, up from five from today? Would it surprise you at all?
No, it would not surprise me at all. In fact, I don't know if he'll be able to get to 8 or 10 the rest of the year.
Here's the thing. First of all, you got to, again, kind of like Moreno, you got to ride him while he's hot.
Yep.
So we're not saying, you know, ignore him. Obviously, you want to pick him up.
Sure.
I'll be trying to pick him up. You'll be trying to pick him up tonight in waivers. Just be aware that this guy doesn't have the most sterling fantasy reputation.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
And the big glimmer of hope here, Bill, is all the injuries.
Right. Major injuries.
To Denario Alexander, to Malcolm Floyd, you know, because of that, because of the new offensive scheme, he's in the slot and defenses haven't adapted to it yet. Now, maybe the Eagles did adapt to it and they're just so bad they couldn't stop him anyway. Who knows?
Right, right.
But he'll be facing better defenses and they'll definitely be keying on him more. So interesting champ there, Bill.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Eddie Royal. But moving on to the other wide receivers, DeSean Jackson, 193 yards and a touchdown. D-Jack's looking pretty solid through 2 weeks of action. Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson should come as no surprise. Double J had 182 yards and then one touchdown. Megatron had 116 yards and two touchdowns.
Mm, came through. Especially for Megatron, our owners were really disappointed in week one.
Well, he had the touchdown called back, and you think back to 2012 when he only had five touchdowns on the year, he already has two in one game.
Yeah.
Just, that's the power of Megatron.
And who do they play this week, Bill?
The Lions play... who do they play? The Redskins? Oh, good luck. Lots of luck, Redskins secondary.
Exactly. That's my whole point, is he plays against the Redskins.
If you haven't... Listen, if you haven't watched any games outside... We're on the Patriots homepage. We're on Patriots Radio right now. If you haven't watched any game other than the Patriots this year, then you're missing all the scoring that is going on in the Redskins game. And I'm not talking about RG3 and Pierre Garçon and Alfred Morris. I'm talking about all the teams that are playing against the Redskins. Right now, worst defense in the league, no question about it. Pretty much the entire NFC East. If any of your fantasy players are taking on a defense from the NFC East, you're going to have a good day.
I think the Eagles' defense is worse than the Redskins.
Really?
Yeah, I think that'll play out over time.
Okay.
Eagles are terrible. Okay. Giants haven't exactly stopped anyone.
Nope.
Right? And the Cowboys, you know, they forced some turnovers on defense, but did they really force some of those turnovers against Eli that first week? I mean, Eli was throwing it right to him, so we'll see about the Dallas Cowboys. But you're right, man. Right now, the NFC East is the place to be if you're talking about racking up fantasy points.
All right, let's do the wide receiver chumps, Todd.
Chump, chump.
We had two players from the San Francisco 49ers. Here is our third one, Anquan Boldin. One catch, 7 yards. This is the guy that had over 200 yards and a touchdown in week one. Comes way back down to earth. One catch for 7 yards. And then Demaryius Thomas from the Denver Broncos. He had a great week one game against the Baltimore Ravens. Kind of fell short in a major way against the Giants. 5 catches, 52 yards. And then A.J. Green, another superstar in fantasy football, held to just 6 catches for 41 yards against the Steelers.
That Steelers game was awful.
It was so boring to me. I understand that not every game is going to have 40 points and 30 points, but there was a lot of punts. I think Ben Roethlisberger had 17 incompletions. Andy Dalton had 20 incompletions. Just boring football to me.
I agree, and you're going to see a lot of that with the Steelers, Bill. The Steelers have gotten old really fast, you know?
That, a lot of injuries, too.
A lot of injuries. They have no O-line, so they can't protect Big Ben. If he can't protect Big Ben, he can't get it out to his receivers. He does have some nice receivers. He can't get them the ball. His top tight end's injured. They have no running backs right now.
Right.
They're a fantasy mess. They're a disaster. Yeah. So what do they try to do? They try to play close to the vest, and they try to, you know, slug out a 13-10 win. And we saw them in week one. They had 2 points until there was a minute left in the game against the Titans, right?
Yeah.
Scored 9, and this week they scored 10. Not good.
No bueno.
No, and then certainly talk about Demaryius Thomas, Bill. If you would have told me that Peyton Manning was going to complete 30 passes for 307 yards,
right,
okay, against the Giants,
yeah,
you would have thought Demaryius Thomas would have had a pretty nice day.
Yeah,
but he only caught 5 of those balls for 52.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll bounce back. But that's just disappointing. I mean, his yards per catch average, you know, 10.4. You know, that's not him.
You know, yeah, I was surprised by his lack of production.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking back for his career. His career average yards per catch is 16 yards per catch.
Right.
So when he's catching those little dinkers, you're kind of like left scratching your head a little bit.
A little bit. All right, let's go over to the tight end champs and chumps.
Tight ends, Bill. Well, Jimmy Graham is Mr. Champion this year, this week. 10 catches, 179 yards, one touchdown. And, Bill, I think you pointed it out to me. He had over 100 yards in the first quarter alone.
Yeah, it was crazy his day.
So he came through in a big, big way. How about Martellus Bennett from the Bears? He caught the game-winning touchdown from Jay Cutler. 7 catches, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Don't expect that every week out of Bennett, but he's kind of a low-end starter or a high-end backup tight end in my view. And then Charles Clay, out of nowhere, the Miami Dolphin, he's more of an H-back than a tight end, Bill. But he had 5 grabs for 109 yards, and he had a rushing touchdown. So Charles Clay makes the tight end champs list. What do you think about those three?
Kind of shocking outside of Jimmy Graham. I mean, Martellus Bennett, I wasn't expecting him to have 3 touchdowns in 2 games. But that's what he has right now. And then Charles Clay is kind of one of those H-backs that the Miami Dolphins use in the backfield. We saw him with the rushing touchdown. And then they line him up at the traditional tight end spot. So Charles Clay might be a guy you're considering if you're in a 12 or 14 team league as a backup tight end.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're going to get inconsistent production out of Charles Clay. I don't think he's a featured player in that offense. But, you know, he'll, from time to time, he'll step up and have a big game. Tight end chumps, Bill. All right, these three guys on our list combined for 4 catches and 22 yards. Ooh. The culprits are, number one, Brent Celek. Goose egg, 0 catches, 0 yards.
Awful.
Jared Cook, superstar tight end from week 1, 1 catch, 10 yards. And Jason Witten, perennial all-pro tight end, 3 catches for 12 yards.
Terrible. Stink. Just terrible outings all the way around.
I can't figure out the Cowboys offense for the life of me.
Jason Witten, Todd, each and every week, he's a lock for 6 to 8 catches. So the fact that he only got 3 in this game is very shocking to me.
I mean, I just don't trust the Cowboys at all.
Can't trust the Cowboys.
No, I can't trust their offense. The first week, you know, the Giants try to take away Dez Bryant. The Cowboys do nothing to try to get him open, and they don't move him around. You know, they leave him in the same spot, so it's pretty easy for the Giants to key on him. And then Witten and Miles Austin have, you know, a nice day. And DeMarco Murray had, what, 28 touches or something in week 1?
Yep.
So what do they do in week 2? They get Dez the ball, but they forget about everyone else. I mean, yeah. It's craziness.
Doesn't make any sense.
So, you know, obviously, Jason Witten, Dez Bryant, these guys are, you know, plug them in your lineup every week. But it's just frustrating that, you know, that they can just – Tony Romo, I guess it comes down to Tony Romo and the coaching staff. I just don't trust those guys at all. Some of Tony Romo's decision-making, and this is not fantasy relevant, I guess, but his decision-making just, it baffles the mind. I can't believe they gave him $100 million. I can't believe it. What are they doing?
Yeah. It's the Cowboys. They got a lot of money to throw around, Todd.
They threw it around.
Yeah, that's what the, yeah.
So, you know. Good luck with that. The guy's won one playoff game in like 10 years.
Yeah. He's not a bad fantasy option, usually.
No. Don't get me wrong. This is just a Cowboys rant.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're allowed.
This isn't fantasy. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'll say that.
And, no.
But it does frustrate me when you rely on some of these fantasy guys. I mean, how many times last year did the Dallas Cowboys abandon the run for no reason?
Well, they didn't have DeMarco Murray a whole lot last year.
But
when he was healthy, they did not.
They
didn't.
They just abandoned it all the time for no reason. Like, they're up in games. They're winning games by 10, 14 points. They abandon the run, letting other teams back in the game. Crazy team. Just be careful with them. Again, I have Romo on a lot of lineups as my backup quarterback. I have Dez Bryant. I have Witten. But, you know, and I think Dez will be just fine. And I think Witten will be just fine, by the way, too. I think that he'll be just fine, especially in PPR.
All right, so that was your champ and chump list for week 2. It's now in the rearview mirror. Full steam ahead for week 3. We're going to go to the phone lines quickly before we take a break. Brendan in L.A. has been very patient on the program so far. What's up, Brendan? How can we help you today?
I just want to talk running backs, guys. I mean, Maurice Jones-Drew really hurt me last week.
Killing us.
Yeah, he really hurt me. And the only reason I won is because Julian Edelman beasted out last week in my PPR league. So I was wondering, like, maybe if this week I want to start – because I have Danny Woodhead, so maybe if I want to start him instead of MJD this week, because he might not be 100% and all.
Not only is he not 100%, but we don't expect him to play. He's playing against the Seattle Seahawks. Even if he does play, they had no problem shutting down Frank Gore. They'll have no problem shutting down any of the Jacksonville Jaguars running backs.
All right, so Danny Woodhead this week?
I mean, if that's your only option, yeah.
Yeah, because I have Le'Veon Bell, but he's still out. That's my only real option left. So
I'll tell you what, though, man. I mean, Danny Woodhead in a full-point PPR, that's not a bad option.
Not at all. 8 catches last week.
Yeah, you got me quite a few points last week. But should I, like, be looking at – because I'm in a dynasty league. This is a dynasty league. So should I be looking at maybe market Maurice Jones-Drew away, or should I wait for him to have, like, a big game before I try to, you know, ship him off?
Yeah.
It depends what way people are looking at him. If they're looking at him for long-term value, then this season really shouldn't matter with his injury. But if they're looking at, well, what can he do for me this season – his stock can't get any lower, so there's no point in trading him now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. That's it.
No problem, Brandon. Appreciate the phone call. I have a feeling, Todd, that Maurice Jones-Drew, we're going to get a lot of calls today about it because it doesn't look like he's going to play for a few games. But his backups right now, Jordan Todman and Justin Forsett, I'm not even considering them this week because they're playing the Seahawks.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with the Seahawks right now.
No, certainly not. We're going to get into our waiver wire suggestions right after the break. We'll also take your telephone calls, 855-728-7500. Emails flying in at webradiopatriots.com. Quick break, and when we come back, waiver wire report. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
Welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you. If you have a waiver wire question, now is the time to get it in. 855-728-7500 is our phone number. 855-PATS-500 is the number that you can reach us at. You can also email webradio@patriots.com. Todd, I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to be scouring the waiver wire this week in hopes of finding some gems, some hidden gems to help them out with their fantasy football lineups for week three.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the case. Want to start it with the quarterbacks, bud?
Let's jump right in. We got Philip Rivers from the San Diego Chargers. 4 touchdowns in week one, 419 yards, 3 touchdowns in week two. San Diego Superchargers, not that bad on offense.
Is that because they're not that bad on offense, or is it because the Eagles are that bad on defense?
It could be either or. Pick your poison.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Philip Rivers has been rejuvenated a little bit under the new coaching staff. I think he'll have a little bit of a rebound year from what we saw the past couple seasons, Bill, but he's not going to be doing this every week. I mean, the Eagles' D is as bad as it can get. And just be careful with your expectations here. Not saying don't pick up Philip Rivers, but, you know, this might have been his best game of the year.
Sam Bradford from the St. Louis Rams made our quarterback champ list. He also makes one of our quarterback waiver wire pickups of the week. 352 yards, 3 touchdowns against the Atlanta Falcons for Bradford.
Yep. Again, a guy that has a lot of weapons around him, Bill. They gave him Tavon Austin through the draft. They gave him Jared Cook through free agency. And he's got some weapons now. So I don't expect this every week out of him either, but he's got the potential to put up numbers when he needs to, especially in garbage time.
And the final quarterback we want to discuss is E.J. Manuel from the Buffalo Bills. Looked pretty good against the Patriots in week one. Led his team, with just a few minutes left on the clock, led his team down the field for a game-winning touchdown pass. Finished with 296 and a TD.
I'm eating crow on this one, Bill. I was not high on E.J. Manuel coming into the NFL draft. Certainly didn't think he would do much from the fantasy football perspective. And he's been pretty good. So I owe him a little bit of a fantasy apology, I think.
That's okay.
He's not, you know, he's not a world beater. He's not going to be anybody's starting lineups anytime soon, unless you're in a two-quarterback league or something, or maybe you're a bye-week filler. But right. Still, you know, he's not a guy that – he's not like a Blaine Gabbert, where you just completely dismiss him. He's a guy that's shown you some life, and, you know, maybe he has some upside here.
All right, let's move over to running backs, Todd, because I think a lot of people – this is where a lot of people are going to be looking to improve or looking to boost up their running back depth this week. Bernard Pierce, first on our list. He's available, so shockingly, 46% of Yahoo leagues. I can't believe it. To me, he's a must-have handcuff, not only because of Ray Rice's injury, but Pierce is a guy that can perform even when Rice is healthy. He can be your running back, too, this week if Ray Rice doesn't play.
Absolutely, Bill. Bernard Pierce, this guy performed under the bright lights of the playoffs and the Super Bowl last year and did quite well. So much so that while we didn't, you know, we weren't too worried about Ray Rice being the workhorse running back there in Baltimore, we wondered if Bernard Pierce would get a shot to, you know, get a few extra carries this season. And right. It seemed to be the case. So we were kind of right on that. He was one of the best fantasy handcuffs options out there on draft day. And then you have the Ray Rice injury. So we're not sure if Ray Rice is playing or not this week. But, man, Bernard Pierce has some serious, serious upside.
Next two guys will be in action this week because we just learned that Steven Jackson from the Atlanta Falcons is inactive. He's already been ruled out for week three. So that means Jaquizz Rodgers and Jason Snelling come into play for the Atlanta Falcons backfield. Rodgers and Snelling basically shared the workload when S-Jax went out in week two. I expect that to be the case here in week three as well.
Yeah, you know, while Bernard Pierce is the clear backup to Ray Rice, similar skill set as Ray Rice, Quiz and Snelling are very different backs that combined can fill the role of Steven Jackson.
Right.
Quiz is a smaller guy. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He was one of the best receiving running backs in college football history at Oregon State. And Snelling's one of those guys, just kind of has a nose for the end zone, get the short yardage stuff. So a little bit of a fantasy nightmare, Bill, but they both have some fantasy value at the same time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely worth picking up if you're relying on Steven Jackson.
Yeah, especially if you're in a PPR with Quiz. I think he has some serious value at a PPR.
All right, the next guy we want to discuss, we mentioned him in the running back champ section. That's James Starks from the Green Bay Packers. Todd, I'm a little bit hesitant on suggesting people pick up James Starks. Here's why. First, the Packers play the Bengals this week. Pretty tough defense, especially when it comes to the running game. So the Bengals, really good running defense. The Packers may struggle even with Eddie Lacy in the lineup, even though we don't consider him an option to play this week. Furthermore, the Packers have a bye in week four. Eddie Lacy's going to be back by week five, so you're really picking up James Starks. I don't think he's worth it.
No, I agree with you. Unless this Eddie Lacy thing lingers on past week five, which is impossible to tell right now. You would hope he'd be back by then. I'm not touching James Starks right now. I'm going to let somebody else have him. I'm not starting him against the Bengals.
No way.
The Bengals, they have a pretty stout defense. Jerome Harrison, I'm buying his stock after watching him on Hard Knocks as well, by the way. That guy's a mean dude.
Another running back that we want to discuss, Danny Woodhead from the San Diego Chargers. He got quality action in week two, 17 total touches. 8 catches for 37 yards, 9 carries for 27 yards. If you're in a PPR league, Danny Woodhead, pretty solid option.
Pretty solid option. A lot of obviously Patriot fans are very well, you know, versed on his abilities. And you know, Ryan Matthews there in San Diego, Bill, he's kind of angering his new coaching staff, right?
Yeah.
The guy's just so inconsistent, Ryan Matthews. So if he can kind of find his way into the doghouse, then Woodhead will get more carries, more touches. So that's all good for fantasy.
Some two other running backs quickly that we're going to discuss. Andre Ellington from the Arizona Cardinals seems to be carving out a pretty nice role as a third down back. And then Jordan Todman was very explosive in the preseason. MJD may be out a while, but with the Jaguars playing the Seahawks this weekend, don't expect a whole lot from Jordan Todman.
No, Andre Ellington only has 7 touches for through 2 games.
He was on the field a lot, though, Todd, when they were in passing situations. Not so much for Rashad Mendenhall. So his touches may not be there, but he played quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you must be in a, if you're considering Andre Ellington, Bill, you're either in a dynasty league or a deep, deep league.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
But definitely worth mentioning, because I think some people are in those leagues, in those kind of leagues, at least. Let's move over to wide receivers, Todd. DeAndre Hopkins, that's your boy, Nuke Hopkins, explosive rookie, showed a lot of skill with Andre Johnson out of the game. Andre Johnson left with a concussion. Hopkins, 7 catches, 117 yards, and the game-winning touchdown.
13 targets last week, Bill.
Pretty
solid.
That's
a lot of targets.
It's a good number.
I'm high on him. I think he's a star in the making. I don't know if it'll be this year. I think he could probably approach 8-9 touchdowns this year. I think he's going to be a big play guy. And, if Andre Johnson is injured, Bill, then his value goes even higher.
Moving down this list, Eddie Royale with cheese, as we like to call him, leads the league in touchdowns. Can't believe I ever said that. 5 touchdowns through 2 games, including his 3 TD performance against the Eagles.
Yep, every year there's a guy, Bill, and he's a guy. He's the guy this year, isn't he?
I mean,
out of nowhere.
You think about it, every year there's a wide receiver that just bursts onto the scene and is considered one of the best waiver wire pickups of the year. A player could be DeAndre Hopkins, but Eddie Royal certainly in the mix for that position as well.
The last 3 seasons combined, 2010, 11, and 12, he has 5 touchdowns.
He's done nothing.
5 touchdowns.
I know.
Through 48 games.
I know.
And then he scores 5 in 2 games.
I don't understand the why, but I can see the how.
Well, he's a guy that, like we said at the top of the show, you can't ignore him. Go out and grab him. Don't drop somebody really good for him. You know, we had some emailers earlier, Bill, saying, should I drop, like, Cecil Shorts for him? You know?
No, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that kind of thing. But if you've got some, you know, some somebody worth cutting on your roster, you know, go ahead and pick him up and ride him while he's hot. But I don't expect this hot streak to last the whole season. There's no way.
Couple more wide receivers to get to. Kendall Wright of the Tennessee Titans had 7 catches, 54 yards, and 1 touchdown. Austin Pettis was getting a lot of work for the St. Louis Rams. He scored in the game against the Falcons. And then I think Robert Woods, the rookie for Buffalo, is someone that is worth keeping an eye on.
I'm pretty high on Woods. Couple reasons. He has a rapport with his fellow rookie quarterback, DJ Manuel. I watched him closely at USC, and this guy's got all the skill set. He's very Reggie Wayne-like, Bill. He's kind of got that just a classic wide receiver skill set. He's not like the fastest guy. He's not the greatest jumper, but he runs crisp routes, and he just gets open. So I kind of like this guy, especially if you're in a dynasty league. Hopefully you have Robert Woods on your roster.
Okay. Moving over to tight ends, Todd. 2 really tight ends that are worth picking up. Charles Clay, if you're in a pretty deep league, we mentioned him earlier in the show, had a really solid game, scored a touchdown from the running back position. And then Colby Fleener, who got the majority of the workload from the tight end spot because his teammate Dwayne Allen was inactive. Fleener stepped up in a big way, 69 yards and a score.
8 targets. That's pretty solid. I've always been kind of high on Fleener, Bill. I don't know when he's going to break out, but he will break out at some point with Andrew Luck. I think maybe it'll be the second half of this season. Maybe it'll be next year. I just have a feeling that this guy's just, once he kind of figures things out, he'll be a viable, you know, kind of a low-end fantasy starting tight end.
Right. Okay.
I don't know when that's going to happen, but he's not there yet, that's for sure.
All right, so that was our waiver wire report. And, again, if you have a question about your waiver wire, now is a good time to call in. 855-728-7500, 855-PATS500. Also, the email's pouring in, Todd, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to go to some of the emails right now. We have, who's up first? We have Matt R., who says he's about to panic, Todd. Stephen Ridley, a little bit worried about. Colin Kaepernick, Jared Cook, Andre Johnson, Doug Martin. These guys are failing me. I'm not sure if he's really, I mean, Colin Kaepernick had amazing week one. Jared Cook was awesome in week one. Doug Martin was great in week two. Andre Johnson has a concussion, but he was great in week one. This guy's panicking after one game. Stephen Ridley's the only guy that is worth panicking on this squad, but I'm fine with him.
Yeah, well, if you look at it, he kind of had a couple guys hit on week one, and then they went dark in week two, while the other guys hit in week two. You know what I mean? He hasn't had that complete week yet with this particular batch of players.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, and maybe he, you know, he had two subpar weeks. What do you make of Ridley? Because, I mean, we're on Patriots.com radio here. What do you make of Ridley fantasy-wise with everything going on up there, injury-wise? Where are we going with him?
I think he's going to be fine. Once the passing game gets in sync, once Tom Brady and these rookie receivers get on the same page in terms of running the correct routes, once Rob Gronkowski gets back on the field, I think the Patriots offense is going to be just fine. You kind of remember last year, Todd, they had a really bad performance offensively against the Arizona Cardinals in week two. They put up some points against the Baltimore Ravens in week three. They were struggling early in the first half against the Buffalo Bills, and then all of a sudden, second half came around, and it just clicked. You just kind of saw it happen right in front of your eyes, and then they rolled on like a 6 or 7 game winning streak. I think that's what's going to happen this year. I'm not trading Stephen Ridley. I'm not benching Stephen Ridley. He's in all my lineups that I have him on my roster. He's a guy that I'm looking forward to coming alive in the next couple of weeks and staying consistent as an RB2 the rest of the year.
All right. I have a follow-up for Ridley, but let's answer the rest of this guy's questions first. Matt,
he's not really asking a question. He's asking me.
Well, he's in panic mode. So
yeah, he said, what
Ridley,
should I do?
We're not panicking on Ridley. We're not definitely not panicking on Kaepernick.
No.
Not panicking on Cook.
Or Doug Martin.
How about Andre Johnson?
He has a concussion. He'll be all right.
Okay. Yeah, so we're
He has Amendola on the bench. That hurts. He has Tompkins, who hasn't looked that good. If Andre Johnson – he needs a wide receiver, this guy. If Andre Johnson doesn't play this week, he can put Randall Cobb in at wide receiver two and then maybe use Bradshaw in at the flex. I think this team's fine. Really do.
All right. One thing. Can I be Debbie Downer here?
Yeah, I love it when you take on that role.
All right. Debbie Downer, Patriots fantasy-wise, not wins and losses-wise, but fantasy-wise. It used to be, Bill, with the Tom Brady-led offense, we didn't really worry about the matchup, right?
Right.
You just said, well, they're just going to score anyway, whoever they're playing against. I'm going to run through the next 8 weeks, okay? I want you to tell me the great fantasy matchups they have here.
Okay.
Buccaneers at home.
Tough defense for the Bucs.
At Falcons.
That one's a good one.
I agree. At Bengals.
Tough defense with the Bengals.
Saints at home.
That one's a good one.
All right, so far two good ones. Mm-hmm. At the Jets.
I think they come alive. They seem to have one good game against the Jets and then one mediocre game. This past Thursday night was a mediocre game. I'm expecting
I'll give
good
you, that's three?
Yeah,
all
three.
Right. Dolphins at home.
Good.
Four. Pittsburgh.
Tougher than it looks right now. The Steelers' defense is still pretty good.
Exactly. And then a bye week.
Yeah.
All right.
Four out of seven?
Four out of eight.
Four out of eight. They'll be fine. I really think that. I mean, Tom Brady's still my top five quarterback. Stephen Ridley's still in my top 15. Julian Edelman, now with Danny Amendola out, is in the top 30 if you're in a PPR. Rob Gronkowski, it was kind of reported that he was 50-50 to play this week. I'm not buying into that. I still think they're going to hold him out one more week. I've said week four all along. Maybe Kevin can go back, find the clip where we all kind of made our predictions. My prediction from August was that week four would be his return time. And right now, it's already saying that Gronk is going to come back. The odds of him returning in week three are more like 25%. Compared to 50-50% this week.
Yeah, I agree. I had said, what was my prediction? He was going to go on the pup, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe I'll be kind of technically right if he sits out a few more weeks. Never know. I guess my point with that was, that little exercise, Bill, was, I don't know, there just seems to be more doubt this year, obviously, with what the Patriots are doing offensively, fantasy-wise. And it's not exactly some amazing slate of games coming up. You know, I like the Falcons. I like the Saints. Those could be shootouts, hopefully. the rest of these games, I mean, they're not jumping off the page at me. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Buccaneers, even at the Jets. You never know what they're going to do with the Jets. Mm. I don't know. A little worried. But I don't think that really affects Ridley as much as just the whole offense in general. I'm starting to get a little concerned here.
Like I said, I won't be concerned because I've seen it before with them. The rookie receivers, Todd, they're rookies. And Kembrell Tompkins was playing in JUCO college, and Aaron Dobson was at Marshall. So it's going to take some time for them to get into gear and be in sync. Right now, we don't see that, but I think we will.
All right, moving on. What's the next email we've got here?
That is a good question, my friend.
Bjorn from Copenhagen.
Okay, Copenhagen, which is in Denmark. Not in Poland. Who would have thought?
All right.
Hi, Fantasy Football Champs. I was just wondering if I should pick up any of the following players off the waiver wire. DeAndre Hopkins, James Starks, Bernard Pierce, Jason Snelling, or Brandon Myers. To me, the two names that pop out, Bernard Pierce and DeAndre Hopkins.
Agreed. Looking at his running backs, Bill, his low-end running backs are Monte Ball and Fred Jackson.
And needs to upgrade.
Yeah, I'm saying he could drop one of those two for Bernard Pierce.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
And who would you drop of those? Fred, probably?
Yeah, I would drop Fred Jackson.
Monte Ball still got some upside. You got to hang on to him just in case.
Still plays for the Broncos.
Yeah. So I would substitute Fred Jackson for Bernard Pierce. Now, at wide receiver, I can't drop any of those guys for DeAndre Hopkins as much as I love DeAndre Hopkins.
No, his wide receiver core is just too good at this point.
Yeah. So, so I'm just basically trying to grab Pierce. He's set at wide receiver.
Pierce is a good move there.
Yep.
Let's move over to a couple more emails before the break. Our friend Dan Higgins, Standard League, lost two in a row. No bueno. This is running back Ray Rice, DeMarco Murray, Frank Gore, Calvin Johnson, Amendola, and Tompkins. Help, he's in trouble. Does he drop Tompkins and pick up Eddie Royal with cheese or DeAndre Hopkins, Todd?
Wow. That's a tough call. I'm dropping Tompkins.
For who?
I like both of them better than Tompkins.
Standard League.
I think I like the rookie, man.
All right, go with Hopkins. I'm with you there.
I like Nuke.
Should he drop Lamar Miller for James Starks?
No.
Absolutely not. That is an absurd statement.
Nope.
Dan Higgins, I expect better from you. James Starks is a guy that we saw him against the Washington. Listen, maybe we need to repeat this, Todd. Maybe we need to overemphasize this. The Washington Redskins defense is terrible. They are awful. They're the worst defense in the league. If they're not the worst, maybe they're 31. Maybe the Eagles or maybe someone else is worse than them. But they're bottom three defense is my point. The fact is, Eddie Lacy left the game with a concussion. He didn't tear his ACL. He didn't break his arm. He didn't twist an ankle. He left with a concussion. So the time frame is about 1 to 2 weeks. Even if he doesn't play this week, the Packers are playing against the Bengals. Very tough matchup. And then they have a bye. So you're not going to get any use out of James Starks because once week five rolls around, Eddie Lacy is going to be fine. He'll be back in action. James Starks will be an afterthought. So let's not go crazy and dump a fourth or fifth round pick in Lamar Miller for a guy James Starks is going to play one game.
Yeah. I mean, what's happening, Bill, is, and this is very common on the waiver wire, whatever website people are using to run their leagues, they just sort by, you know, best available player from week two, right? And who's at the top of the list of running backs? James Starks. And they just hit that little plus sign to add him.
Right.
You know? They don't, and then here's what happens. And then the next morning they wake up and they got him. And they're like, hey, I'm all set. And then what happens? They look at their lineup later in the week, and they're like, oh, he plays the Bengals?
Yeah. No
one. Yeah, I don't know if I should start him. Maybe I'll bench him. I'll start him next week. The next week comes around, they're on a bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what happens to some people. They got to pay attention. Got to pay attention to the matchups. I'm with you. The Bengals scare the hell out of me. I don't want anything to do with the Bengals.
You mean when your players are playing against their defense?
Yes.
Right.
They're not quite on. You know, they're not on Seattle's level up in Seattle, but they're scary enough that I think that they could be you know, fantasy nightmare matchup for the majority of the season. So, yeah, don't pick up James Starks, please. His last question, Bill, is he has Tavon Austin. Should he bench Ray Rice and play a wide receiver in the flex like Austin? Well, he might have to bench Ray Rice because he might not be playing.
Right. Yeah, that exactly. We'll know more a little bit later in the week. But, yeah, if Ray Rice is not playing, that's not even a question at that point.
Yep.
Sticking with the emails, we have one from Sea Dog Todd, who has a trade question. He's in the 12-team PPR league. He would be giving up Lamar Miller, T.Y. Hilton, and JerMichael Finley. This is kind of an interesting trade. And he would be getting Alfred Morris, Reggie Wayne, and Tony Gonzalez.
Yes.
Alfred Morris or T.Y. or Alfred Morris and Lamar Miller.
Alfred.
Right, in favor of Alfred. Reggie Wayne and T.Y. in a PPR league.
Reggie Wayne.
And Tony Gonzalez and Finley.
Tony G.
Absolutely. You have to go with
that. It's a steal.
Yeah, that's a steal. You're getting a really good trade. We love T.Y. Hilton on this show. But in a PPR format, his teammate Reggie Wayne is still the better option.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love that trade. Moving on to Gabe from Chicago. What's up, guys? Happy to say that despite Lamar Miller in week one, Jared Cook 1 point in week two, he's still 2-0. All right, Gabe, love hearing that. Looking forward to week three. Who do I start in his flex spot? Options are Aaron Dobson, James Jones, and Brent Celek.
James Jones.
Typically, he has Amendola and Vereen, but they're both out. Definitely go with James Jones. Sounds like that's who he went with in week two. Had a big day for the Packers.
Yeah, now again, we just said how hard the Bengals defense is, right? So
yeah.
Just keep that in mind. However, compared to those other two options, it's absolutely. I mean, Dobson and Celek, a lot of people are going to be cutting those guys
yeah.
in leagues across the country. James Jones is coming off an 11-catch performance. So James Jones is the play.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Champs. When we return, we'll go over the injury report. Todd, it's a big one. A lot of big-name fantasy football contributors. We'll also get back to your emails. And while we're on the break, feel free to call in 855-728-7500. Let us know if you need some help with your waiver wire. But you're listening to the Patriots.com radio. This is the Fantasy Football Champs.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, hanging out with you. And yes, it is time for Bumps and Bruises. That is the injury report. And I got to tell you, Todd, a lot of fantasy playmakers on this week's injury report. We're about to get pretty negative on this show.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nice cool drink of water here because this is going to be like a 50-minute runoff of injuries. Good Lord.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of them. A lot of big-name players went down in week two. What does that mean for week three? We're about to discuss it. If you're worried about any of your players on this injury report, you can give us a call, 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500, or you can hit us up on email, webradio@patriots.com, or we're answering tweets throughout the week at FFChamps. Todd is at CFFGeek, and I am at Bill Enright. So there's a lot to get to today. Let's start it off, Todd, with some of the biggest injury news of the week. Ray Rice, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, has a hip flexor. He's questionable for week three. MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew, the Jacksonville Jaguars running back, has a sprained left ankle. He could be out for a few weeks. Reggie Bush from the Detroit Lions. He has a left knee injury, a thumb injury, a groin injury. He left the game, but he came back in. Right now, he is questionable. Eddie Lacy, not expected back until week five. He's going to be out with a concussion. And then finally, Steven Jackson, the news just came in. He's already been ruled out for week three. Questionable going forward. He has a thigh bruise, and this is a problem with Steven Jackson throughout his career. It doesn't seem like he can stay healthy now that he's on the other side of 30. So you got MJD, Ray Rice, Reggie Bush, Eddie Lacy, and Steven Jackson. Those are five quality running backs who are uncertain or already ruled out for week three.
It's a killer, man.
It certainly is.
I mean,
it certainly is.
Where do we begin? I mean, MJD, you know, we talked about it at the top of the show. MJD was, not that we thought he would be the Adrian Peterson of this year, but, you know, Adrian Peterson last year fell on draft day. Not this August, but August 2012. He fell on draft day because of the injury the year before, right?
Correct.
The people that spent a third or fourth round pick on him or whatever round you got him in got a pretty good bargain when the guy rushed for 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
MJD, similar in nature, perennial top five running back in the world of fantasy football.
Right.
Injured, supposed to be fine this year, but still dropped in many drafts, you know, typically a surefire first round fantasy running back. Dropped to the second round in most leagues, right?
Yeah.
So you get him. You think you might get some good value out of him, you know, as a bounce back type player. And then this happens. Not good.
No bueno.
Ray Rice, Bill. I hope you handcuffed Bernard Pierce on draft day to Ray
Rice. That's what you got
to do. You know, how many legitimate, let's talk about this for a second. How many legitimate handcuffs are there in the NFL right now? Fantasy running back handcuffs.
Five or six.
You got Ben Tate.
Yep.
Bernard Pierce.
Droik Bell.
Droik Bell. Bryce Brown.
Yep.
Who am I forgetting? That's four. I mean, Gio Bernard isn't really a handcuff. You know, we think he's his own entity. Same with Darren Sproles.
Right.
You know, Andre Brown was until he got hurt.
Right.
But the point is that Bernard Pierce was a legitimate handcuff, well worth drafting if you had Ray Rice. So hopefully people listened to us, Bill, and they followed one of our 10 commandments, and they drafted Bernard Pierce to go along with Ray Rice. If they did, then they're sitting pretty right now. They're fine. You know?
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. Unfortunately, Bernard Pierce is still available in 48% of the leagues. I don't know if that is possible.
Well, then... yeah, I agree. Now, with Eddie Lacy, and we talked about this earlier in the show too, it's just a bummer because he was going to have a huge game against the Redskins.
Hmm.
And we kind of needed that. We need some of these rookies to step up, you know? Gio Bernard stepped up a little bit, but he still only had 9 touches.
Right.
You know? DeAndre Hopkins stepped up for the Texans. That's good. Eddie Lacy was going to be another one. I truly believe he was going to have 100 yards and a couple touchdowns on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you on there.
And so he goes out after one carry, and then James Starks comes in and steals the show. So, and then you got Steven Jackson, you know, on a high-octane offense, great in PPR formats. He can catch the ball. He has the goal. He does everything. Goal line carries, workhorse. He's out with a thigh bruise. When's he going to be back?
They're saying right now that Coach Mike Smith, the coach of the Atlanta Falcons, says he doesn't know if it's 2 or 3 weeks. It could mean he misses week 4. He's already been ruled out for week 3. Could mean he misses week 4. The Falcons have a bye in week 6, Todd. Are we looking at week 7 for Steven Jackson? Or they rush him back into action week 4 or week 5?
Well, if there's any question heading into week, like between 4 and 5, then why would they play in week 5? There's no point.
Yeah. Right.
Give them another couple of weeks off. The Falcons are going to win a lot of these games anyway. I know they play the Patriots in there, so that's not a foregone conclusion. But the Falcons are going to be fine. They need this guy to be ready to roll for the playoffs.
They do.
They have quality backups. It's not a clean handcuff like we've been talking about. It's a committee handcuff with Quiz Rogers and Jason Snelling. But they should be just fine. They'll just let Matt, you know, they'll put more on the shoulders of Matty Ice and their wide receivers. So, if I had to guess today, Bill, I'm pure speculation, I'm guessing he might not be back till week 7,
that's
which
crazy.
Is a killer.
Yeah, that's a big time
that's
loss.
First of all, you missed him in week 2, so that's really 1 week. You didn't really have him. I guess he scored a touchdown for you.
Right.
But then you're missing him for the next 4 weeks.
That's tough, man.
Week 7 is like Halloween.
Yeah. Tough pill to swallow.
Mm.
Now people know how I felt with Shane Vereen last week. It's part of the process, part of the healing process, recovery.
All right, why don't we move on to the wide receivers, Bill?
It's not much better, Todd. Andre Johnson, concussion, questionable for week three. Larry Fitzgerald was a game-time decision heading into week two. Played for just a little bit and then took himself out because he aggravated that hamstring injury. So now he's questionable again for week three. Hakeem Nicks of the New York Giants, you saw it in action, dislocated his finger. They popped it right back in. We think he'll be fine. Finally, some good news for a wide receiver. Hakeem Nicks should be fine. But then we go back to Malcolm Floyd, who had one of the nasty, you know, one of those neck injuries that you just don't like to see, was laying on the ground, kind of motionless, got taken off the field in a stretcher.
Yep.
We don't think he's going to play in week three, but the good news there is he is moving his extremities, actually traveled home with the team, so that's good news for Malcolm Floyd. And then finally, Darius Heyward-Bey has a shoulder injury. He needs an MRI, is expected to be probable.
All right, so Andre Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald are legitimate wide receiver ones in fantasy football.
Yep.
And we don't know really their statuses right now.
No, we don't.
Let's break it down. So wide receiver, the beneficiary of Andre Johnson's injury would be?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Right. The beneficiary of Larry Fitz not playing would be?
Michael Floyd.
Maybe Roberts, too.
Well, I'm kind of already putting Roberts in the starting lineup for the Falcons. That's kind of what I see when I was watching them.
Cardinals.
Floyd comes in mostly in three wide receiver sets, but Floyd has a similar skill set to Larry Fitz, whereas Roberts is still really the slot guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so his role doesn't really change. Right. But he still might see more targets.
Yeah, he'll certainly get more targets, absolutely.
Right. Tight ends, Bill. How about Vernon Davis?
You know, this is another player that I had high hopes for all season long, even when he was playing against the Seahawks, only because he's so involved in that offense, Todd. You think about the 49ers playmakers. Without Michael Crabtree, it's really just Anquan Boldin and Vernon Davis in that passing attack. And with Vernon Davis out with a hamstring injury, you kind of have to downgrade Colin Kaepernick a little bit. Now, that's not official just yet, but the way he left the field, it kind of looked like he was limping pretty badly. So if it's a hamstring strain, he might be able to play. But if he pulled or popped his hamstring, he won't be in action for quite some time.
And the issue here is also is that our buddy Jim Harbaugh is not going to give you any information.
Ah, we won't get anything. But there is a tight end in San Francisco that you do like, Todd, right?
Yeah. I mean, as a flyer type guy, is Vance McDonald. Rookie tight end out of Rice. Yep. Very athletic. He's almost like a big wide receiver.
Okay.
I have no idea if he can block. We don't care if he can block in fantasy, unless it means that they don't play the guy because he can't block. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And we're jumping to conclusions here. It's only Tuesday as we're airing this show, Bill, so who knows what's going to happen the rest of the week.
That's true.
But I'm just saying that if you're in a deep league or a dynasty league, keep an eye on Vance McDonald. You know, if Vern Davis doesn't play, don't be surprised if Vance McDonald, you know, maybe catches three or four balls this weekend.
And then for a quarterback, I kind of skipped over him earlier only because it's not that fantasy relevant, but Brandon Whedon has a sprained thumb. If he's unable to go in week three, that means Jason Campbell will be under center for the Cleveland Browns.
Is that good or bad?
That's neither nor.
Lateral? Yeah, lateral move?
Lateral move, exactly.
Browns.
Frustrating. Josh Gordon coming back from suspension this week. That's some good news.
That's exciting.
Hopefully that means Trent Richardson will start playing. Step it up, Trent.
Yeah, please. hey, we forgot to mention another tight end that's worth keeping an eye on, Bill.
Yeah, what's that?
A guy named Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk is not expected to play this week. It was kind of reported earlier that he was 50-50, but now Pro Football Talk is saying that it's more like 25% chance of playing this week. I just saw some news on Twitter, Todd, that Danny Amendola will not have hernia surgery.
Okay.
Literally, just saw it coming on Twitter. It says, Danny Amendola not expected to undergo sports hernia surgery. So that kind of brings his time to return a little bit closer to the mid 2 to 3 week range instead of the 4 to 6 week range.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
That's good news.
Especially for everyone listening on Patriots.com radio.
Absolutely.
Because as we know from all the emails we get, A lot of these Patriot fans have a lot of Patriots on their rosters.
They do.
Everyone seems to have Tompkins, Amendola, Gronk, Brady,
Sudfeld, yeah.
Ridley, Vereen.
They got them all.
They got them all. So when they struggle, this is why, what was one of our commandments, Bill?
Don't draft too many studs from the same team.
Yes. But there are some exceptions to that rule, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of people listening right now grabbed a lot of Patriots. And right now, when they're struggling a little bit, it kills you.
It does, but I think the Patriots will be fine. But that's good news with Amendola. He'll come back. Gronk will come back. Ridley will start doing well. And then all of a sudden, there it is. Patriots start to click again on offense, like I suggested earlier.
There you go. Good news, finally, Bill.
It all comes full circle.
Yes.
Now, if only Shane Vereen didn't land on that IR designated to return list, we'd all be very happy.
That's the killer.
Fantasy-wise,
that's the one that's really hurting us.
Yeah. Let's jump back over to emails, Todd. Webradio@patriots.com is how you can email us. We have a Todd in Jacksonville says, "Hey, guys, my team is falling apart due to injuries." Uh-oh, we knew we'd get a lot of these, Todd. After my draft, which was a couple days before the fourth preseason game, Ray Rice, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, Shane Vereen, and Andre Brown. Wow, he lost Andre Brown, lost Shane Vereen, and now Ray Rice is hurt as well. Who does he pick up, our friend Todd in Jacksonville? Who does he pick up off the waiver wire? James Starks, Jaquizz Rodgers, Darrell Scott, or Jason Snelling? Wow. I don't know. It's a PPR league, Todd.
You give
Quiz, right?
Yeah.
In the PPR format?
PPR, Quiz.
Okay. Lastly, pick one for the rest of the season, Hartline or Royal, Olsen or Bennett. Currently have Hartline and Olsen. Why is it for the rest of the season? Why do I have to deal with such absolutes, such finalizations for the rest
Hartline
of the
Hartline and
season?
Olsen.
Yeah, but, wait a second here. What do you mean Hartline and Olsen? For the rest of the year? He's not talking about week three.
He says, pick one for the rest of the season, Hartline or Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
Rest of the year, PPR.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Hartline.
Okay.
And he's saying, Olsen or Bennett, tight end.
And I'm still wondering why it's the rest of the year.
I don't know. Just answer the guy's question. Maybe he's got to set his lineup and then leave the country for 3 months.
All right.
Who knows?
Good luck with that. Hartline, I guess. I mean, I'm not really crazy about Brian Hartline, especially that I saw Mike Wallace come back to life. I kind of like Eddie Royale with cheese over Brian Hartline, but all right.
There you go. Well, then go with it.
And then Olsen or Bennett. I mean, Bennett, it looks great so far. Cam Newton and the Panthers, they look terrible.
That's why he's asking the question. It's not easy. There are not easy questions to answer.
I'm going to go with the exact opposite of what you said, only because the question to me is absurd. Pick one for the rest of the year. You say Hartline and Bennett. You say Hartline and Olsen. I'm going to say Royale with Bennett, just to cause some chaos.
Hartline, 14 catches, 182 yards and a touchdown.
Week one. That all happened in week one.
No, we had five of those last week.
And five for what?
Five for 68.
All right. No touchdowns. I'd rather have Eddie Royale with cheese. I don't know if I'm serious with that.
With cheese has 14 targets in two games, 10 catches, 114 yards, five touchdowns. Of course, the touchdowns stand out. Touchdowns aren't going to stay.
He has one touchdown for every two receptions.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
He's averaging, forget the touchdowns, he's averaging five catches and 57 yards a week.
All right, fine.
Whereas Hartline is much higher than that.
Dude, Hartline had one touchdown all year last year.
So what?
So he already made his mark.
PPR.
I guess. Moving on. I'm moving on to Dan Martin. Three quick questions, guys. Vic or Luck this week? Andy Reid factor makes me think Luck, who's playing the 49ers. Mike Vic is playing against the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. Vic's been hot. We kind of like to ride the hot guys while they're hot, right, Todd?
Yes, but I do understand why he's asking this question. Got Luck against the Niners, which is not optimal.
No.
Makes you question, makes you wonder. We've gotten a lot of questions on Andrew Luck this week.
Yep.
Vic against the Chiefs, to me, if that game was on a Sunday, I would lean Vic.
Okay.
There's something about these Thursday night games that are quirky fantasy-wise. And I'll have to go back and look at last year's games, Bill.
Yeah,
it seemed like there were a lot of games that were just completely the opposite. They played out the opposite of how you thought they were going to play out. Teams don't have a lot of time to prepare. It's a short week. It's a really short week. And you see a lot of vanilla game plans, you know? So I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles and Chiefs disappointed fantasy-wise this week. It shouldn't be. It should be a fantasy feast.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, maybe that's just me. Am I crazy? It just seems like these Thursday night games are screwy.
They are. They do throw people for a loop because it's a shortened week. They don't practice as well. It's kind of chaotic.
They don't practice at all.
Right. It's kind of chaotic in terms of game preparation. So, I'm with you, dude. I think it is a little sketchy with these Thursday night games, and
but
I think it does have an effect on
all that being said, okay,
there are some great players in this matchup.
And I think you have to ride the hot hand, and Vic, he's healthy. You agree? I mean, that's a tough call, man.
Think he kind of has some extra motivation going against his former coach?
Forget the motivation.
Okay.
Right now we have and FFChamps.com, FFCPI, our weekly player rankings. We have him 10 and 11. Vic 10,
right.
Luck 11. So it's really close.
Very close.
Quite frankly, the Chiefs' defense has actually been pretty stout. I know they played Jacksonville in week one.
Yeah, right? They've been good.
But they did, you know, Romo had all sorts of problems against them at home. I'm going to lean Vic, but I'm not confident in it.
Okay. Very interesting.
Not really. It's not interesting. I wish this game was on a Sunday. I think if this game was on a Sunday, I think you'd see a similar output like you saw against the Chargers. I think you'd see, you know, 33-30, 28-27, a high-scoring game. These Thursday night games, Bill, I'm telling you. There's some sort of, like, witching hour when these Thursday night games happen.
All right. All right. I hear you. Let's move on because I'm going to tell him to go with Mike Vick. Gio Bernard's performance elevated him to flex play from flex play to number two, or does he remain a sub number two? Reggie Bush and Trent Richardson are making him sad. Again, this is our friend Dan Martin emailing us.
Well, if Reggie Bush and Trent are healthy, they're your one and two, no doubt. Gio's a great flex. He only had 9 touches last night, Bill.
It just happened to be 2 of them went for a touchdown.
I know, and that's good.
That's great.
As the season goes on, we've been preaching it all offseason long. This guy's going to be a special player, and as the season goes along, you know, I think he'll see more touches, 12 to 15 touches. But right now, that's not what he's getting. He got 6 in the first game and 9 last night. So I wouldn't want him to be my number two running back right now.
No.
I mean, a lot of us are forced to put him in there because of all the injuries. And if that's the case, then so be it. But
he's a great flex.
If Reggie Bush is playing this week, Gio's my flex.
Right, exactly.
In this example.
Finally, would either DeAndre Hopkins or Eddie Royale make for a better wide receiver 3 than Eric Decker?
It was also making me sad.
Yeah, a lot of players are making Dan sad.
I'm not ready to pull the plug on Eric Decker.
Neither am I. Not happening yet.
That offense is very potent. I told you, Bill, though, we had this argument on the air. Someone's gonna pay the price for all these weapons in Denver, and I said it could be Decker.
It could be, but you know what? He had 9 catches for 87 yards last week.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, I mean, last week it was Demaryius. Listen, there's going to be an odd man out every week for the Broncos. Last week, in week two, it was Demaryius Thomas. 5 catches, 56 yards. In week one, it was Eric Decker. So maybe next week it's Wes Welker, or maybe it's the tight end Julius Thomas. But just, you know, Decker's still a part of this game plan. He had nine catches.
I agree. What I do think is interesting, and it was a little surprising, I think you might agree with this one. Peyton Manning's looking for Welker at the goal line. Like, when they're at the 5-yard line.
I think it's only surprising because Brady didn't look at Wes Welker near the goal line. He had Gronk and he had Hernandez, and they ran the ball with Ridley a lot last year. So I think it's only surprising only because of what we've seen from Welker in the past when he was with the Pats.
yeah. I my point is that Decker's a much taller receiver who's a pretty good red zone threat in his own right.
Right.
And it just, I thought it was interesting that there were some incompletions to Walker over the first couple of weeks where they went to him in the red zone, and then he scored one or two touchdowns in the red zone as well. That's just a little concerning for Decker fans. That's all.
Yeah, I hear you. So anyway, our answer is no, right? We're sticking with Eric Decker
for now. Yep.
Hopkins and Royale.
Yep.
Next emailer. Hey, FF Champs, Russell in NYC. You've helped me win leagues 2 weeks running. I've overcome Breen going down, and now Lacey, 12-man full-point PPR league. Here's my lineup in question. Russell Wilson at quarterback, C.J. Spiller and Bernard Pierce at running back, Julio Jones at wide receiver, Pierre Garçon at wide receiver, and Orange Julius, that's Julius Thomas, at tight end. So his flex question, Josh Gordon first came back unsure about the quarterback, or Nate Burleson, who should have rack up some passing yards against the Washington Redskins.
Oh. Nate Burleson.
Yeah. Against the Redskins. So the matchup makes it intriguing.
Nate Burleson, before I scoff at Nate Burleson.
Yeah.
6 targets, 6 receptions in game one, 78 yards.
Okay.
8 targets, 7 receptions, 45 yards.
Not bad.
So he's got a ridiculous 14 targets, 13 receptions. That's pretty hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Usually, if you're getting 7 targets, you're catching like 4 of them.
I expect Ryan Broyles to come back soon.
Ryan Broyles, is he coming back this week?
I don't know this week, but soon.
Well, my advice overall with Josh Gordon this week, Bill, has been to kind of play wait and see on him.
Okay.
First game back. Who's the quarterback? I have Josh Gordon on, I think, 75% of my rosters.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got him like really, really late.
Super cheap.
Yep. And he's, yeah, I figured, well, I'll get him back after 2 or 3 weeks. Great.
I'm with you, Todd. I did the same thing.
So, but that all that's being said, I'm not expecting him to go out there and light the world on fire, set the world on fire in the first week. So this is kind of an interesting one. Where are you leaning here?
I'm kind of leaning toward Josh Gordon only because sometimes guys are extra motivated when they're coming off a suspension. They saw their teammates out there the first 2 weeks. They didn't get to play. He's got a lot. He's fresh compared to everyone else that played 2 games already. I'm leaning towards going with Josh Gordon despite Jason Campbell being the quarterback.
Last year, Gordon, 50 catches, 805 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah. Solid.
Solid. I'm just not excited about Burleson. That's kind of the whole thing here. There's going to be a lot of – we've had a lot of Josh Gordon questions this week, and like I said, I've been kind of telling people to just wait and see, but that's when you have pretty good options to put in instead.
Right.
Burleson's not a great option. So I'm with you on that. Go with Gordon.
All right, a couple more questions to get to here. This is from Mike G. Hey, guys, I'm 2-0 thanks to your advice, but I have some back end of my roster flex questions. It's a 10-team PPR league. Quarterback is Matt Stafford. He's got Charles and Sproles at running back. Demaryius Thomas, oh, my God. Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, and A.J. Green at wide receiver. This has to be a keeper league, right? How does he have three top five quarterbacks to go along with Charles? Oh, he traded Dez Bryant. Okay. He traded Moreno and Nelson for Dez Bryant before week one. Wow. Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green. If this team doesn't win the Super Bowl, something's going on. Tight ends, JerMichael Finley. Flex is Eddie Lacy. On his bench, Gronk, Hilton, Josh Gordon, Mendenhall, Vereen, Hartline. My question is, who would you bench at flex this week with Lacy getting hurt? Who would you put in his flex? I would go with T.Y. Hilton over Josh Gordon and Hartline and Mendenhall.
Hilton against the Niners?
Yeah. They're 49ers passing defense, not that good.
Yeah, I guess I'm leaning T.Y. I'm not feeling great about it, but I'm going to go T.Y. there.
PPR league, I may go Josh Gordon, but I'm not feeling Hartline. Just not. Would you drop any of these guys for Royal, Hopkins, Starks, Woodhead, or Rodgers? Would you drop Shane Vereen, Todd, for Hopkins, Woodhead, or Jaquizz? Because that's who really he would be dropping.
First of all, there's no need for him to pick up a wide receiver.
No.
He's got of the four best receivers in the game, plus Hilton and Gordon and Hartline. So there's no reason to do that.
Woodhead or Rodgers.
Yeah, so basically this comes down to who do I – I mean, Woodhead's out there. It's PPR.
I would go grab Woodhead.
What would you drop?
I would drop Vereen.
And then hope you get him back later?
Yeah.
It's pretty early in the year. Yeah. You know, he could grab Woodhead to plug holes in for the next couple of weeks, and Lacy's back.
Right.
And then when he's back, maybe then you say, I don't need Woodhead anymore. Or maybe you keep him for a few more weeks.
Right.
I mean, this team's going to be in the playoffs, this fantasy team.
So you think you should hold on to Vereen?
Well, I'm saying that if he drops him, he needs to keep him on his radar. Don't forget about him and grab him again when the time is right.
Right. So this might be just be a one-week play because of the injury to Lacy.
1 or 2 weeks.
Right. Man, I see what you're saying.
Would you or drop longer.
Would you drop Mendenhall?
I hate
Rashard Mendenhall.
I hate him too. I don't have him in any leagues.
No, I can't stand him. I'm staying away from him. To me, he's going to get injured any day now.
Drop Mendenhall and grab Woodhead?
Yeah. Why don't you drop Mendenhall? I know that sounds crazy because Vereen's not out until week 11, but this team's making the playoffs. I mean, with the studs at wide receiver, and then you have Charles and Sproles in a full-point PPR league, there's no one stopping this team. You want Vereen on your squad.
Mendenhall gets the carries, but 3 catches through 2 games. So he's not a PPR guy.
Yeah.
Plus, they have the Saints this week, but then they got the Buccaneers, Carolina, Niners, Seahawks. So, like, you're not going to be playing Mendenhall anytime soon. Plus, they got a bye, then they got Houston.
Yeah.
Fantasy playoffs, they got Seattle and the Niners again. Sheesh.
Yeah, I would go with Danny Woodhead.
I mean, Woodhead's going to catch 5, 6, 7, 8 balls every game.
Yeah, he is.
So right there, you're matching Mendenhall's rushing production.
Mm-hmm.
Woodhead's going to get some carries. You know, might only get 20 or 30 yards rushing, but he'll get some rushes, right?
Yep.
The key is, you know, the touchdown thing. That's kind of what it comes down to. I think, you know what? I'm gonna hold on to Vereen. I'm taking Mendenhall, and I'm cutting him. I'm bringing on Mr. Woodhead. How about that?
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down for that cause, Todd. It's time for us to take a break. When we return, we'll go over our Week 3 previews and matchups around the NFL. We'll have a little bit of a fantasy football twist. There's still some time to get your emails in, webradio@patriots.com. You can give us a call, 855-728-7500. More fantasy football champs coming up next on patriots.com radio.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt. Before she drove to New York. And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio. Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
Hey now, what's going on? Fantasy football champs Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. About 15 minutes left in today's show. Todd, I didn't even realize how many emails we actually have to get to.
Yeah, well, 17 minutes left, Bill. Let's get at them right now.
All right, well, we have like a basically a three-page novel sent to us from Dan in Virginia. I believe that's our Australian friend who was in a pretty good league, a pretty bad league. Some guy drafted Darrell Richardson in the first round, and he kind of made some bad roster starting lineup decisions in the first 2 weeks. So let's kind of help him out with his starting lineup, Todd. If I can even get to that. I don't even know where his – Jesus. He lists like 50 players in here. What is happening?
Dan B, you're talking about?
In here? Yeah. Dan and VA. You see a question in here? He literally has like four paragraphs. I can't possibly. Would you mind checking out my lineup and seeing if I'm making bad choices or am I just a victim of some bad luck? And then he has round one. Tom Brady, Stephen Ridley, Alfred Morris, Torrey Smith, Mike Williams, Zach Sudfeld, Maurice Jones-Drew, Phil Dawson, and the Bengals defense. Round one, what does that mean? And then he has prior to round two, I managed to pick up Victor Cruz. Why he was dropped, I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't get through it. It's giving me anxiety, getting a lot of stress. I'm starting to develop a headache. And then his next email is, by the way, this is a standard league. Dan, in Virginia, you're going to have to call us. You're going to have to email us a very simplified version of your email. This is way too much to get to. It's a lot of mumbo jumbo that I just can't seem to get through here.
Well, he does. I do see a question near the bottom.
What is it?
It says, would you drop Sudfeld to pick up Martellus Bennett, Charles Clay, or Brandon Myers?
Yes, I would. Martellus Bennett.
Okay. Some other options that are out there for him include Joik Bell, James Jones.
It says some other options for some other positions include. Does that mean they're available?
Yes.
Or that they're on his team? And then
Mike Wallace.
No. Does that mean that he can drop them or he can go out and add them? I don't even know what that means.
Prior to round two, he must mean week two.
He managed to pick up Victor Cruz,
who was dropped by someone else.
And Julian Edelman.
Someone dropped Victor Cruz in his league.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening here. I'm very confused. Could he help? I don't know who is on his team. He lists 50 guys here.
Well,
I don't know. Drop Zach Sudfeld. If Joik Bell is out there, pick up Joik Bell. If Mike Wallace is out there, pick up Mike Wallace and drop, I don't even know, Jermaine Gresham. If James Jones is out there, drop, I don't know. I can't tell.
Bill's getting angry.
Yeah, I'm getting angry. I'm just going to pass on this one. He's got to send us a new question. Has to. We're on the radio here, people. We don't have time to read through all this. Not to mention round one, round two, Victor Cruz is getting dropped. I have no idea what's happening in this league. No idea. Let's move on to a nice, simple question. Dan M., three quick questions. Oh, we already got to Dan M., Vicar Luck. That was him. Mark in Ontario. All right. Hey, guys, I'm 0-2 in my standard league. Right now I'm looking at the Richardsons. I don't know what that means.
Daryl and Trent.
What does that mean? He's looking at them.
Those are his running backs. He's got Trent Richardson,
okay.
Daryl Richardson, Ridley, and David Wilson.
All right. He's getting kind of nervous about my running back situation. I'm wondering if I should stick it out or attempt some trades. I'm okay. I'm more than okay with Trent Richardson and Stephen Ridley. David Wilson is a little bit concerning. Daryl Richardson got a lot of action, but he didn't really do too much with the opportunity. Trent Richardson and Stephen Ridley, to me, are fine. They'll bounce back. I know they've been struggling, but they'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal, Bill. I never trade from a position of weakness.
No.
And right now, if you're looking to trade Trent Richardson, which I wouldn't do anyway, you're in a bad spot. You're not going to get value for him. Why would you trade him now? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense. What I usually do is, if there's a guy like Eddie Royale with cheese out there.
Yeah.
But if I scoop him up for some reason, you know, that's a guy I try to trade.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I don't think it's going to last. No Sean Moreno. That's a guy I try to trade because I don't think he's going to last. Quite frankly, I mentioned this last week. It's kind of a shocking one, but Mike Vick.
Yeah.
If I've got Mike Vick and I have another quality quarterback, which I probably better damn sure have done.
If you drafted Vick, sure.
If I drafted Vick, I better have secured another decent quarterback because you know Vick is never healthy. Vic's value is never going to be higher than right now, this moment.
The problem I have, Vic, and I kind of am trying to do that as well, trying to trade for him. The problem I'm having is everyone knows that he's performing out of control right now and that he's going to get injured eventually. And also, everyone pretty much still has a solid quarterback one to play. It's not like
there haven't been a lot of quarterback injuries yet.
Right. So it's not like anyone in the top 10 went down with an injury and need Mike Vick. So it's tough right now. I'm having some – trust me, I'm a big-time negotiator when it comes to trades. But right now I'm just having a tough time.
Right. Well, I guess my whole point with this for Mark M. here is that you don't trade guys that are struggling.
No.
Unless somebody just offers you something out of control, you know, obviously. But if you're trying to initiate a trade, you gotta be in a position of power, not a position of weakness.
Totally. Our next emailer is from Devin in San Francisco. He wants to remind me, because I am geographically challenged, that San Francisco is in California. Thank you for that, Devin. I appreciate it. Hey, FF Champs, as always, you guys are the best. My team is struggling a little bit. I have Amendola, Vereen, and MJD. All are killing me at the moment, so I'm in the mindset to try and trade for a player. Again, we just went through this. You don't want to trade for a player that's at an all-time low. Who is someone you would look to trade for that might be a steal? Maybe a player that has struggled the first 2 weeks and is a great buy-low candidate. I'm in a 12-team league, standard scoring rules. Well, some buy-low guys, Todd. Stephen Ridley is probably the biggest buy-low candidate you can get right now.
Yeah, that's a great example.
We have this great article, Trade Bait and Trade Prey, on FFChamps.com. It's basically a sell-high and a buy-low. We publish it every Wednesday. Some buy-low low candidates, C.J. Spiller, Trent Richardson, Stephen Ridley, David Wilson, but at this point, we're not sure. I mean, he might just stay low. Lamar Miller prior to week two. Some sell-high candidates. You know, it's kind of tough for players at this point. We're going to come out with this article tomorrow.
No Sean Moreno, Eddie Royale with cheese.
Those are excellent sell-high candidates. Mike Vick is on that list as well.
I'm going to throw a name out there. This might be contradicting everything I've said all show.
Uh-oh.
What if you have Giovanni Bernard like this guy has? He's coming off a huge week, and you could get something serious. Like, I love Giovanni Bernard, but what if you can actually get, like, a Ridley for him?
I would go do that.
Do you know what I mean? I would trade
Giovanni Bernard for Stephen Ridley, sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give up Ridley for Bernard, but I would trade Bernard for Ridley.
Right. Well, he's asking, you know, who should I target?
Right.
You know, a guy that struggled for 2 weeks. Well, Ridley struggled for 2 weeks, and Bernard had a huge game.
Well, why don't you start off at the top? Why don't you start off with, like, C.J. Spiller or Trent Richardson and then work your way down?
Yeah. It seems to me like, you know, Spiller and Richardson were all drafted in the first round, whereas Ridley was a second-round pick in all of my leagues. So I thought – but you're right. You could try from the top and go down. I don't know. But, I wouldn't go crazy trying to get rid of Gio Bernard because I love the guy and I think he's going to get better as the year goes on. But that's a guy that you're talking about who he doesn't get a lot of touches yet, and he might not get touches all year. You know, this might be his role, which would stink. He's a guy you could look at if you really are, you know, hard up to trade.
All right, next emailer is from Mike. He needs some upgrades on the waiver wire. Who should he look to pick up, Todd? James Starks, Eddie Royale with cheese, or Jaquizz Rodgers? Ouch.
PPR. I go, well, I don't know what his lineup is. He says, who do I drop? Darius Heyward-Bey, yes. Ryan Broyles, Lance Dunbar, yes.
Doug Baldwin, yes.
Doug Baldwin. I would grab Eddie and Quiz, and I would dump Dunbar and
DHB. Or Baldwin. Yeah, there's two guys that you can pick up. Eddie Royal and Jaquizz Rodgers, dump Darius Heyward-Bey, and dump Lance Dunbar. That was an easy one. All right, that was an easy question to get to.
Joaquin
is the next one. Quick question. I have Steven Jackson. If I don't get Bernard Pierce or Noshon Moreno on waivers, should I play Giovanni Bernard or Lamar Miller? This is our guy, Joaquin, in Norway. Bernard or Miller?
Bernard or Miller? I'm looking to see who.
Well, we have Lamar Miller at 18 on the FFCPI. Bernard Pierce is 25, but he's going to skyrocket if Ray Rice is ruled out.
And we
he's
expect
probably
to,
yeah. Right. We expect that to happen. I'm going to go with Bernard Pierce here, but obviously it's totally dependent on the Ray Rice situation. We'll probably have a better answer for you on Thursday or Friday.
But he's saying, if I don't get Pierce or Moreno, should I play Gio or Lamar? I go Lamar.
Oh, if he does – right. Yes, I go Lamar too.
I like Gio, but, you know, Lamar – let's hope that Lamar is trending up and that each week is
– going to just get better and better?
Maybe. We asked him to step it up last week.
And he did.
He did. He didn't have a million carries. What, he had 13 or 14?
Yeah.
Maybe this is the sign of things to come, you know? With Gio, unfortunately, he's got to break one or he's not going to be worth playing, you know?
Right.
He's got to break one, and he broke one last night. It was nice to see him get that red zone carry, though.
Yeah.
That was a little surprising, but, yeah, I'm going to go Lamar Miller. What's next?
That's it. That's all we had. That was our final email.
Wow.
Got through them all. Very impressive.
Wow. Well, we didn't get through that one email. You got very frustrated with
Dan in Virginia.
Dan B.
Yeah, that was just tough. I mean, he wrote me a novel. I would like to help him out as much as I could. But, Todd, I mean, I can only do so much. At the end of the day, I am a man.
Let's be honest, Bill. At the end of the day, you probably have answered via Twitter, via radio, via expert advice on ffchamps.com.
I got people text messaging me that I went to fourth grade with.
I know. You got to keep the question short and sweet. They all start to look the same after a while.
I know. And we've been doing this since, a long time.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing is the timeliness of some of these questions. You know, it's Tuesday, and we appreciate all the start sick questions, Bill, but it's Tuesday.
Yeah. A lot of injury news has to play out still. We didn't get to our matchup previews, but we'll do that on Thursday. We're back on Patriots.com radio on Thursday afternoon for our Football Nation show, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can listen to us on demand, Todd. And if you're listening to us on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter. Todd is at CFF Geek, College Fantasy Football Geek, CFF Geek. I am at Bill Enright, and the official Fantasy Football Champs Twitter handle is at FF Champs. So if you're listening to the show on maybe the Patriots mobile app, or they have it on demand on iTunes or on the website under the archive page, you can send us your fantasy football questions via Twitter, and we'll get back to you. We do a pretty good job with that, actually. I'm very proud of our social media question and answer sessions.
Yeah. Hey, best customer service in the business, man.
That's right.
So people keep coming back.
Exactly.
Can't get enough.
Can't get enough of the Fantasy Football Champs. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up this show. A lot of injuries to digest, Todd. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
My vocal box just gets injured. A lot of injuries to digest. So there's going to be a lot happening, a lot of rankings. It's a fluid situation, constantly updating our rankings at ffchamps.com based on all the injury reports and the news that we're seeing as we're heading into week 3.
There's no doubt that the rankings that you see now on FF Champs are going to be vastly different than what they're going to be there on Sunday morning.
You know, like you said
with the previous emailer, Bill, like if Ray Rice is officially out, Bernard Pierce skyrockets.
Of course.
You know, same with Joey Cabell and Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush is banged up. If he doesn't play, it doesn't look like he's going to play, Bell creeps up. So on and so forth we go. I thought it was a very discombobulated week 2, Bill, to put a bow on that. Week 2 of fantasy football, the injuries were just a killer. And yeah, you tell the audience, well, you were watching games in a bar or some local establishment, and then you saw like two or three injuries all at the same time.
Literally, Eddie Lacy and Steven Jackson walked to the locker room at the same time. And when that happens, you kind of just say to yourself, like, yeah, like, is this really occurring? Like, two top 20 running backs are really going to just, you know, be out for a month with Steven Jackson, Eddie Lacy 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I was still running errands trying to get home because that was like right at the 1 o'clock games, right?
Yeah, it happened early too.
Exactly. I was trying to go home. I'm at a red light and my phone starts beeping with all these crazy texts. Her injury, Steven Jackson, thigh, will not return. I'm like, oh. Eddie Lacy, concussion, will not return.
Ray Rice, hip, will not return.
It was crazy. My phone was just buzzing. Like, I had to turn the thing off. I was so frustrated. So,
you know, with these injuries, we don't want to be too negative, because with these injuries, opportunities will arise. Maybe Jason Snelling is a powerhouse for the Falcons running back situation, or maybe it's Jaquizz Rodgers. Maybe we know Bernard Pierce can ball. So if Ray Rice is out, hopefully you have Bernard Pierce. He is a solid option, even when Ray Rice is on the field. We saw him this week get a touchdown. So Bernard Pierce, solid option if you're worried about Ray Rice.
It's all about building depth, Bill, because it's weeks like these you're going to be tapping into that depth. And like you said, you kind of get through this rough patch, and then typically, you know, week 9, 10, things seem to come back into full circle, and then you seem to have more options than you know what to do with, you know?
And
it's weird how it works like that.
It's crazy, and I don't know why. Maybe that's just something that I'm weird and I notice things like that, but it does seem to work out that way. Todd, we haven't even started bye weeks yet. I mean, throw that into the mix, and then all of a sudden you're really looking at why it's not just your draft, but it's what you do on the waiver wire that makes a fantasy football pretender or, you know, separate yourself to a contender.
Well, the last nugget here before we sign off, Bill, this is week 3.
Yep.
Week 4, the byes begin.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers, Carolina Panthers.
Coming up quick, folks.
Only two teams. They ease into it. But then after that, you know, week five is four teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Injuries plus bye weeks equals disaster.
And that's why we are here. That's why FFChamps.com is here. We want to help you guys win your fantasy football leagues. So with that, we're going to sign off. For Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.